The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hello, everyone. This is MonaLisa32, and Soundgasm has been down, so if it continues, I will start posting this on a different hosting site like Whippet or Aerocast. But this update is number 40, is titled B/S, My Sister is Visiting for the Summer, and My Roommate Gets Weirded Out by How Close We Are. Here we go. Hey, folks. I hope you're doing well. I'm confident that I've said this already, but it's kind of crazy how things are just good. All the struggles that we had for the last 2 months feel so distant now, and we're having a normal day-to-day routine. Monday and Tuesday were just exceptionally normal, and I cannot express how fucking awesome it feels. Waking up, breakfast, working while my sister cleans the house, dinner, and bed have never been this exciting. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that whatever challenges come during our time apart were not exclusively a product of being physically distant. While I would confidently say that's the main cause for them, surely there is some stuff that needs to be worked out. In the meantime, however, we'll just enjoy this extraordinary happiness and worry about the issues later. My sister and roommate have started to get along quite well. While they have fairly different personalities, all three of us have a very compatible sense of humor. So now, a couple of times, they've gone out and to grab a bite when I wasn't around, and we've been making dinner and having a couple of drinks almost every night this week. I'm just going to chime in. I wonder if anyone's thinking, uh-oh, potential threesome with a roommate. Anyway... Wednesday was my sister's first day at work. No major notes there. She's always had this talent for charming everyone that meets her, leading all of my friends and family to constantly remind me how much more they like her than over me, lol. My previous coworkers were not the exception. A couple even messaged me to tell me how much cooler she is than me, which I cannot honestly disagree with. Now, she may be cooler than me, sure, but does she remember how to play the Jurassic Park theme on the recorder for the elementary school? I don't think so, but guess who does? So, I'll let you be the judge of who's cooler. That same day, we had a really nice dinner, and my sister and I had maybe one more glass of wine than the average Wednesday merits, but we were kind of celebrating, so it's fine. We hung out with my roommate until about 11:30, when she went to bed. I mentioned this before, but my apartment has two stories, 3 bedrooms upstairs and a living room, kitchen, dining room downstairs. So after she left us behind, we had the whole downstairs to herself. We didn't do anything naughty. We sat on the couch and talked and laughed for maybe an hour. The house was completely quiet. Incest dogs slept at our feet. And for a moment, it felt like we were tasting what life together would be like. Coming home from work, making dinner together, having a glass of wine, and relaxing on the couch with a dogger around. Like our very own family, or lack of a better word. Thinking about this reality, I pretty much accidentally said, I could do it out loud. Just assuming she understood what I meant. She only replied, what's that? Being apart from each other, I don't want it anymore. I want to be together, I said. Confusing, I know. I wasn't really following the logic from the previous sentence. This resulted in an emotional tone of what I was saying disappearing as I took an unnecessary amount of time to explain what I meant in the first place. But I'm an idiot. I'm here now. I'm all yours, she said, once the confusion went away. We fell silent after that, just holding hands. Cartoonishly, I looked around, then came in and gave her a quick, shy kiss. As if I was stealing it. This obviously evolved into more passionate kissing, then just straight up making out. I understand we said we wouldn't have sex with my roommate home, but this isn't sex. She's asleep. After a few minutes, she got up on top of me, fully clothed, and just grinded me. And a little while we kissed. Super tame, but it was risky enough to almost give me a heart attack when we heard my roommate coming down the stairs. Obviously, I threw my sister to the other side of the couch, and almost immediately after my roommate came around the landing, seeing us, she asked, "What are you guys still doing up? Isn't it a school night?" We explained we lost track of time and asked her the same. "Just getting myself some water," she said. She grabbed the water and headed back upstairs, wishing us a good night. This little scare wasn't anything too serious, but it was a reminder to just not risk and go upstairs to my room. We went to bed and had sex and then passed out. Yesterday, we were having a pretty normal day while making dinner. All three of us were cooking and just standing around the kitchen island when my roommate asked, "Whatever happened to the bed you guys ordered? Did you ever hear back and on when they delivered it?" My sister and I both reacted casually, but still shot a look back at each other. I followed up on Monday and they said they would deliver it sometime later this week. I guess the week is over and I haven't heard back from them. I should follow up this tomorrow morning. They both agreed with me that with a simple mm-hmm, my roommate continued the conversation. "Have you guys ever had to sleep in the same bed for this long before?" We shot each other another look. We both responded with that we'd always been close and that while we hadn't slept in the same bed together for this long before, there was a period in our childhood when my sister would regularly ask me to sleep with her in her bed because she was scared to be by herself in her room, which isn't a lie. At 13-ish years old, I used to get pissed that I couldn't sleep in my own room, but my parents would basically just tell me to suck it up and be a good sport. "It's nice that you guys are close," my roommate said. Both my sister and I chuckled at that, and she responded, "Yeah, we've grown closer the last couple of years. I think that over his last stay at my parents, we all became a lot closer." For some reason, it felt almost dangerous for her to be saying that, but when put into perspective, who the fuck would jump into a weird conclusion from a comment like that? And it's true. Even before the incesty stuff happened, I'd become a lot closer with my parents and my sister. The evening continued and we'd go in and out of the topic. My roommate has a sibling and she's not that close with them at all. She has like a 9-year age gap. Good for her parents for rekindling things. LOL. So, she just seemed almost to enjoy the stories of siblings growing up and being friends and having a little adventures together. Once dinner was done, we decided to go down to one of the pubs and just down the street from my place. While out, we all had a few drinks, and the lubrication they provided led us to a very lively, friendly conversation. It was like we'd been friends for years. The conversation shifted to dating lives and previous girlfriends. We talked about my ex, about my sister's adventures as a bi girl in an extremely conservative culture, and this morphed into a couple of comments about what it was like having sex with girls. I thought it was funny. Oh my God. I think I just predicted it. I don't know. I thought it was funny. So jokingly, I started talking as if both my sister and I were connoisseurs of having sex with girls, and how she was like the only one at the table to have ever done it. A joke or two after, we had one of those moments where the group laughs and the conversation pauses for a moment. A cheeky look that I'm all too familiar with took over my sister's face, and she said, "So, is this one a good lay?" My roommate choked up on her drink and burst out laughing. She thought for a moment, as if trying to say something witty, but seemed to resign herself to, "He's all right." Immediately after, my sister asked, "Do you have any feedback, any pointers or constructive criticism?" Then looked at me as if to make it clear she wanted to fuck with me. "Ha, no." He performed to my satisfaction. Then she paused for a moment, then continued, "Maybe that he likes to do it with the lights on." She looked at me and finished, "It's better to do it in the dark," while shaking her head, as if this was a lesson I was being taught. I shrugged my shoulders and said, "I guess I'm a visual guy." At restaurants, they aesthetically plate fancy food because you eat your meal with your eyes first. My sister said, "Believe it or not, you're not the first person that has said that about him. It's a regular complaint I've heard that he gets." After a few minutes of debating who was right, my roommate asked, "Is it not kind of weird for you guys to talk about sex this openly with each other?" As sex positive as I am, if anyone in my family wanted to talk about sex, I think I would just have a stroke. My sister let out a big chuckle and said, "Ha, we are very chill about that kind of thing. We are uncomfortably open about sex in our family." To my surprise, she even shared how we've walked in on our parents having sex regularly throughout our lives, which, whatever, I guess it's normal enough. But I was still surprised that she decided to tell that to her. Having to deliberately hide the non-sibling aspects of our relationship makes me a little paranoid about sharing anything that may make people look at us twice. But I suppose it's more sustainable to see them like close siblings and be caught doing something questionable like holding hands or cuddling rather than pretend we got grossed out by it and thought of us having sex with each other or with other people than be caught cuddling or holding hands. Regardless, the conversation ended with my roommate telling us we made her feel a little sorry she was not closer with her family. It's not the first time I've been told that after seeing how generally close my family is. I never know what to respond. Before the evening ended, as we were all pretty drunk, my roommate used a silent moment in the conversation to ask me, "Did you ever tell her about the party I took you to?" I laughed and said, "Yes," reminding my sister about it. My sister chuckled and said it sounded fun and that she'd always been curious about that world. My roommate jumped up and said she had been invited to another party. They asked me if you were coming, but I told them I'd check with you first. With your sister here, I just wasn't sure if you'd want to come. My sister slapped the table and said, "Shit, can I please come?" For some reason, this just made us get really quiet. Like there was a general moment of the group hesitation. Then we all laughed at the awkwardness. "Sure," said my roommate. "I'll RSVP. On our walk back home, my sister was so excited. She started asking my roommate questions about the event. What kind of people came? How she got invited? We ended up hanging out for another hour after that. Before going to bed, my sister came out with me to walk the incest dog. While we walked, we talked about the orgy, about having to be careful. We agreed we would just obviously not interact with each other, but also we wouldn't have sex with anyone else. It felt a little silly to have to say that out loud, because of course we don't want to have sex with other people, but I guess going to an orgy with a sibling that you've fucked, is a very out of the ordinary situation. So maybe we were overthinking out of nervousness. Once we all went to bed, my sister and I talked about a couple of things. First, the comment that was made about the bed that never came. With the last couple of scares we've had, and now this comment, we both agreed that this isn't the kind of thing that we should risk being caught doing. I would go get her a bed this weekend. And any physical affection we give each other, at least while my roommate is home, will have to be in private. Nothing out in the open. Also, while we both agree being siblings fairly comfortable with the sexuality around each other is perfectly fine, there was a line we needed to respect, just to make sure we didn't make things too weird. So obviously, we'd keep our distance at the party. That's about it. Like I said at the beginning, it's really fun to be able to live my regular life with my sister in it. Especially while going on new adventures like this group of friends we're getting to know. The party is tomorrow, so I'll be coming back after I tell you about how it goes. Until then, keep on pervin' on. Man, I'm so cool. So that was an interesting post, and I just felt like, oh my gosh, these three are going to have a threesome. Maybe after the party they'll get all horny and then sleep with each other, but we'll see. Anyway, maybe I'm just too pervy. Also, so I'll read the next post. It's only 16 minutes. So stay tuned. Okay. Post number 41. BS. My sister's visiting for the summer and my roommate took us to a sex party. Morning peeps. I come to you with some horny stuff. Sorry I didn't post yesterday, right after the party. Truth is, I tried writing the post, but we were so exhausted. But now Papa's back, and he brings you some goodies. Now, if you cringed or shook your head in disapproval or simply did not like that I called myself Papa there, I want you to know that's only fear. You just gotta let it go and take a leap of faith. Papa is here for you. LOL. Okay, let's get to it. My last update was on Friday. Like I mentioned, we got the bed for my sister that same day. I literally bought it and ratchet and strapped it to the roof of my car, just so my roommate would have no question of our sleeping arrangements any longer. Now my sister is officially staying in her own room, which is fine. We haven't had sex in the new arrangement. That evening, we all hung out together. My sister was kind of giggling all night, asking questions about it. How she should dress. If there was a particular etiquette. If there would be people we couldn't approach. She really just wanted to talk about it. I, on the other hand, wasn't as interested in having that conversation. At least, not as much as I wanted to have a conversation with my sister. Nothing serious. But I was hoping we could establish whatever ground rules we'd want to have. Before going to bed, we took Incest Dog out for a walk, and while it was kind of cold, we managed to stay out for a little while. We were both completely on the same page from the get-go. The main purpose of the invite would be for her to have the same experience I had in the previous one. My roommate had very much implied she'd be having sex this time. She had offered me a clothed buddy for my first one, but now it'd be my job to keep my sister company. We ended the walk not really coming up with any particular rule. We just agreed, again, we wouldn't have sex with anyone, and whatever belonged in the gray area could be run by the other at any time. Saturday came around and the day flew by, getting lost between the excitement and a normal life errands. We had an early dinner and shortly after, 7 p.m. came along. Time to leave. My roommate looked like she was going out clubbing. She was wearing something like a bodysuit, but it had long sleeves and jeans. My sister, however, was dressed pretty formal. She wore a turtleneck sweater dress, which, come to think of it, is a lot of fucking fabric for an orgy, LOL. But she looked amazing, so elegant. I warned her that maybe she was dressing a little too formal. She reminded me Grandpa strongly believed you must live in permanent fear of undressing. After a little back and forth, she convinced me to dress up to the next immediate tier of formality. In our way out, it very much looked like my sister and I were coming together to party as a couple, rather than three friends out in the world for an adventure. We decided to Uber there so we could all drink, which allowed us to pre-drink at home. On our way there, we were pretty lit. Once we arrived, the party was pretty much the same as the previous one, except bigger. I guess less people are concerned about COVID now. So there were maybe 5 to 10 more people. Everyone is still super nice, chit-chatting about whatever until the tone changes, and then everyone embraces being a pervert. From the get-go, my roommate introduced my sister as, well, my sister, which started a conversation every time it would happen. Isn't it weird for you guys? You must be pretty close. I would never be able to do this with my siblings. The good thing is that my sister and I are pretty good at leaning on each other for jokes. So we managed to keep the charm level up and navigate those conversations with relative grace. Eventually, we decided it'd be a lot easier just to part ways for a while and socialize individually. The brother-sister shtick wasn't that conducive to people's horniness. And the way the party is set up, the whole main floor of the house is, quote, the party floor. Snacks, drinks, socializing, and dancing happen there. The basement is used for sex. Not that you couldn't walk around naked around the main floor, but they definitely didn't want sweaty ass, or much worse, anyone's cum on their fabric couch. While the house is pretty big, it ain't that big for the amount of people, so there weren't really that many different rooms to go to. At any given point, my sister and I could make eye contact across the house, which we did. A lot. It was particularly fun when the first couple escalated and the girl started to blow this guy. I was coincidentally looking at my sister, and her reaction was just hilarious. She was talking to someone, fully engaged eye contact, nodding her head and everything. Then I could see her in the corner of my eye, catching that something was happening, but not really paying attention to it, until a second later when her brain clearly processed everything, when she did a double take. She was so surprised. Her eyes peeled open and her mouth open for a moment, completely disconnecting from her conversation with the other person. The shock only lasted a second, though, because once she recognized this was happening in front of her, her face relaxed. She smiled and bit her lip, obviously being very into watching this, until she remembered she was in a conversation with somebody else. And she shook her head and went back to chatting, apologizing for it. I watched the whole thing like it was I was behind a security camera. It was hilarious to see her physically go through 7 stages of facial expression within 5-second period. Being in front of the couple having sex seemed to be enough to incapacitate my sister from having any conversations with strangers. She just wanted to watch them. At that moment, I was just leaning on a wall from the bar in the basement, sipping on my drink, observing her. Without knowing I was watching her, she found a spot to sit, held her wine glass in both hands, and just observed them with a cheeky smile. I did a couple of rounds, touching base with some people, observing some others. There was quite a bit of just partying on the main floor. By the time there were more people having sex than not, my sister seemed almost drunk by horniness. Her face would go from smiles to a look of almost concern. Her legs would shift from one side to the other, and they would cross and uncross. It was like watching a human pressure cooker. My roommate approached me, and we chatted for a little bit. "Feel free to say no," she said. "I know you're still dipping your toe in the water here, but I would kind of love to suck on your dick right now." Taking advantage to lean into the narrative we got going, I smiled and said, I don't know if I want that when I'm here with my sister. If only for tonight. She seemed to immediately remember that my sister was there with us. "Oh shit, I forgot your sister's here with us. Damn, that was close," she said jokingly. "I blame you two weirdos," she continued. "If you guys weren't one of them weird orgy siblings, you'd be getting your dick sucked right now." We talked for a little longer before she moved on to someone else, someone that would be more happy to have their dick sucked. After a couple of hours, my sister and I were both very tipsy and very horny. We had locked eyes a few times and basically eye-fucked each other as much as we could to compensate for the fact that we couldn't really do anything. Then a little reminder came to me. "I have a joint with me." Shaking my head to point at the door, "Let's go" motion, I walked out the front door, with my sister coming right out behind me. Waving the joint in front of her, I suggested we go for a little walk. Very much a little walk. It was really cold. She agreed, adding a level of excitement as she had not smoked weed since high school. As she gets tested for it while in school. So, if you folks don't remember, she's under an athletic scholarship. We headed down to the end of the street, maybe a block or a block and a half down the street. There was a small little lake and a dock. It almost was like half a park. We smoked on our way down, talking about how fucking hot the whole experience was. "You think it'd be weird for all these people if you started fucking your sister out of nowhere?" she asked me, holding a joint to her lips for the first time in years. They seemed like a pretty liberal crowd. "They'd be fine, probably," I responded, chuckling. Once we got to the dock at the end of the street, we continued half laughing, half lusting after each other. Even with the cold, we couldn't help it. Without really saying anything to acknowledge it, I led her by the hand to a completely dark area between the trees. We kissed until she unzipped my pants and pulled my dick out. If you've never had your dick sucked while it's stupid cold outside, I strongly recommend it. The cold air made my rock-hard dick feel almost on fire every time it went into her mouth. Fighting through the cold discomfort, she was bringing me close to coming. I can't help but thrusting my hips gently to meet her lips as she bobs her head back and forth. My dick starts pulsing every time the tip grazes the very back of her mouth. At that time, I wasn't sure if I was shivering from the cold or my body was simply shaking from how aroused I was. My lower back tenses. I shove my cock as far back down her throat as I can, and just as I can feel myself getting ready, my phone rings. I'm taken out of the zone for a moment, but I just ignore it and mute it in my pocket. She deep throats it once more, hoping it'll bring me back to speed, but our efforts are frustrated by the phone ringing again. "Maybe check it, just in case," said my sister after bringing things to a full stop. She continued, "The last thing we want is for someone to come looking for us." I let out a frustrated groan as I pulled my cell phone out of my pocket. It was my roommate. I pick up, and she asks where we went. I tell her we left to smoke weed and that we're on our way back. As we're walking back, we both lament on not being able to fuck each other's brains out at the party. Although, about two houses away from the host, we do come to a realization that incest isn't equivalent with uncomfortably close siblings. So we decided to say fuck it and take things just a little further. My roommate was waiting for us at the door. "I thought you guys escaped," she said, in a tone that implied she had trapped us before. After reassuring her that we weren't planning on going anywhere, we made our way back into the party. This time, however, it felt like we had a plan. We finished smoking our joint at the door, letting my roommate have a little. Then we went in. I got us drinks, and my sister went back to being a social butterfly without being distracted by people having sex. The hostess, sitting on the coffee table, playing with herself like she had done in front of me on my first visit. Except she was just doing it and watching this couple in front of her. In the conversation motions, my sister ended up exchanging a couple of flirtatious compliments toward the girl. "Are you looking for a partner tonight?" my sister was asked. "No, I'm more of a watcher this time," she responded. "Then come watch," said the hostess. My sister sat next to her, letting her hand do very, very gentle pets up and down the outer part of her thigh. While this is happening, I'm holding a drink, standing next to my fully dressed roommate. My sister looked over at me, and we just locked eyes. She gave me a little approval nod, and I corresponded. Her hand then moved toward the girl's pussy, but didn't quite touch it. And finally, after maybe a minute or two of this, she got up, confidently grabbed the ends of her dress, and pulled it over her head, staying completely naked. She chuckled, looking at my roommate, and I. Then I went back to what she was doing. My roommate's jaw was on the floor. Not necessarily smiling, but also not actually scandalized. It was more like disbelief. Without looking at me, she said, "What the fuck?" I said, "Yeah, she gave me warning that this may happen. We're cool. This is the level of risk we both agreed to be fine with." Shortly after she processed to play with her pussy, by this time she was a mess. Her and her newly found winking buddy would look at each other as they masturbated. When our hostess was ready to come, my sister turned a little toward her, so her pussy was more visible. Seconds after, the other girl came. Once the hostess had a second to recover, I could hear my sister say, "I'm getting there too." The hostess whispered something in my sister's ear, and my sister responded with a nod. They both adjusted, so my sister leaned back a little more, holding herself up with one arm, and the other girl leaned a little toward my sister, reaching out her hand from my sister's hand on top of her pussy. I had tried not to be paying too much attention. After all, one thing is to be chill around your naked sibling. Another is just to enthusiastically stare. But at this point, I was kind of hooked. I ended up feeling I needed to hide to watch. So I found myself a conversation partner that would allow me to have the two girls in my line of sight. I could see my sister making herself come while our hostess simply rubbed her inner thighs. It was fucking awesome. What I wouldn't have done to be able to taste her pussy there and then. Man. Once she was done and rested, catching her breath, my roommate found her way back to me to chat. "I just saw your sister orgasm. That's pretty wild." I just chuckled and responded, saying, "Let's all do a shot. Let's go get her one." We went to get an additional shot and brought it to my sister. While she was completely naked, we do a little toast and drink them. "This is so crazy to me. Was this the first time you've seen her naked?" my roommate asked. "No," I responded. "My parents have been in the hot tub for a while now, so we've gone naked before." "Is this the first time you've seen her masturbate?" she followed up. "I guess it is," said my sister. The rest of the night was just regular partying. Beer pong, some dancing, then just socializing. There were quite a few people that didn't participate in the sexy stuff. My roommate had one guy go down on her, but we did not witness this. We were pretty wasted by the end of the evening. We made our way back home without any eventualities. We all collapsed as soon as we got home. Yesterday was just a super hungover day. We were destroyed. My sister and I did have the opportunity to talk about it, and we both agree that it was just awesome, with the exception of not being able to do stuff together. However, I do know that there's a sex club within driving distance from where I live. It's pretty high-end, so it seems. And I might know for a fact that there's a, quote, new couples get in for free day. So we've decided we'll just check it out. Just the two of us. We won't tell my roommate. And that'll allow us to just be able to be sexual with another group. So we'll be figuring out when this is and give it a try, all right? This post is long enough. Let's leave it here. Until next time. Be well and behave. So that was interesting. Swingers Club. I'm so glad that he wrote about it, because I was just curious. I've never been to one. And like that little cliffhanger at the end of the sex party that he and his sister might go to. That seems interesting too. I also like the detail about the blowjob in the cold. That sounds interesting. The descriptions about that. Anyways, this is a good post. I want to leave it here at 30-something minutes and then just post it and then post another one with another two stories. I was going to go three, but I'm afraid that the next one might be long as well. So I'm going to stop it here, and I hope you guys have a good weekend. And I noticed that Select GIF is starting to end his posts with a be well and behave. So that might be his like new little signature like sign off. I hope you guys enjoyed that reading, and I hope you guys come back and listen to some more, including my comments, because those are always interesting. My giggles and my pauses. And you can tell when I get turned on too. So have a nice weekend.